Researchers with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have released a first-of-its-kind study of alcohol-attributable deaths and potential life loss among American Indians and Alaska Natives. The study examined the National Center for Health Statistics and Mortality data from 2001 to 2005. The research did not look at why the rates were higher, but just made comparisons between Native people and the general population. Dr. Duane Jarman worked on the study. He says Native people are twice as likely to die from alcohol-related causes than the general population, and they lose more than 6 years of life per alcohol-attributable death.
A good example of an acute cause is motor vehicle traffic crashes. So you can have a motor vehicle traffic crash that's attributable to alcohol with only drinking alcohol once in excess of what the normal limit is. So I think part of it here is that looking at the overall impact that alcohol has in communities, which our study looked at, alcohol is impacting American Indian and Alaska Natives 6 years earlier than it is for the U.S. general population. So in essence, a person dying from an alcohol-attributable cause of death, on average, is dying 6 years earlier than someone of the U.S. population.
Did you break the numbers out by ethnicity? Were there any comparisons made to alcohol abuse rates in other minority populations?
Excessive alcohol use, in terms of what we looked at, we focused specifically on American Indians, Alaska Natives, and the U.S. general population. And unfortunately, we were not able to look at other race ethnicities.
And how about comparisons to past studies? Are these rates better or worse? Has there been any progress in combating the high rates of alcohol abuse in Native communities?
Well, this is the first national report of the total impact of excessive alcohol consumption. Previous reports have focused on strictly how the National Center for Health Statistics has defined alcohol-related conditions, where the study that we have performed includes those conditions. So we look at a broader impact, those 52 different conditions. So unfortunately, at this time, we're not able to discern whether or not there's a change either up or down. But the important thing to remember is that there's a number of things that can be done that are effective in reducing excessive alcohol consumption-related outcomes in the general population.
Beyond the statistics that we talked about earlier, the fact that the rates are twice as high and that there's a more significant loss of years of life, what other findings really stood out to you in this research?
Well, I think an important finding is that there were not only a high percent of deaths among American Indians and Alaska Natives, but there was also a high rate of death among American Indian and Alaska Natives, which really indicates to me that this is an important public health issue in this community.
Did you find areas of the United States where the rates were different than others in Native populations? Were there sort of areas that stood out as more profoundly affected than other Native populations?
The rates are highest among American Indians and Alaska Natives in the Northern Plains, which for our study we included as far west as Montana and as far east as Michigan, the Northern Plains, the Southwest, and Alaska.
Dr. Duane Jarman is a physician with the Indian Health Service.